1420 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. Donald Trump says his fight's just getting started after getting convicted today in his hush money trial in New York.
We have a country that's in big trouble, but this was a rigged decision right from day one.
Trump, now the first U.S. president to be convicted of a crime, his sentencing set for July 11th. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
Anything from no jail time whatsoever to some probation to you will be serving time in prison.
Trump's conviction is punishable by a fine, probation, or up to 4 years in prison. President Biden quickly responded to the historic verdict. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
In his statement, he says, in New York today, we saw that no one is above the law. Donald Trump has always mistakenly believed he would never face consequences for breaking the law for his own personal gain.
Both now set to make their cases to the American people ahead of the election in November. CBS News Special Report. I'm Monica Ricks.
Join us on the next Midday Magazine as we wrap up the week talking with Three Bridges Recovery in Part 1 and the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church in Part 2. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State education officials are threatening to suspend funding to Wisconsin's biggest school district. Milwaukee officials were supposed to turn over important financial reports 8 months ago. The Department of Public Instruction says Milwaukee school officials have to submit an action plan to avoid having funds cut off. The Madison judge presiding over the latest Act 10 court case appears to have signed a recall petition against then-Governor Scott Walker. Governor Evers says Jacob Frost should not recuse himself.
Oh, I don't think so. Recusal is kind of a death knell of judiciary. Let's just let it play out.
Judge Frost could rule to restore union rights that many Wisconsin public workers lost in 2011. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You could hear F-35 aircraft flying over central Wisconsin today. The 115th Fighter Wing of the Wisconsin Air National Guard out of Madison will be training on Thursday and Friday between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. You may see and hear the F-35s, but pilots will follow flight paths designed to minimize noise to people in the area. They don't usually train after dark, but these training flights will continue into the nighttime hours. Pilots and maintenance personnel are required to conduct nighttime operations as part of their overall readiness. Students who participated in Cougar Paths with Midstate attended the end-of-year celebration earlier this week. The program is a partnership between Midstate and the Boys and Girls Club. It gives students in grades 6 through 12 the opportunity to explore different careers offered at Midstate. 36 students participated in Cougar Paths this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Cubs 6-4 in front of 33,000 fans at American Family Field. Milwaukee seems to come up with a new hero every game. This time it was catcher Gary Sanchez. Bottom of the eighth, full count, two outs, score tied 4-4, and Sanchez lifted a two-run homer to center that traveled 422 feet. Sanchez was signed by the Brewers in free agency, but a wrist injury prevented him from reporting on time. Manager Pat Murphy.
You know, he came into spring training late. He was hurt. There was all sorts of speculation about, you know, how's that risk going to be and that type of thing. And as it turned out, you know, he didn't get to play a lot in the first 20 games. But since then, he's gotten fairly regular action, and he's proven time and time again that he's very, very capable.
So the Brewers win this series 3-1 in Craig Counsell's return to Milwaukee after taking over as the manager of the Cubs. The Brewers remain in first place in the NL Central. Chicago drops to third place, 5.5 games behind the Brewers and the Cardinals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and highs in the mid-70s. Storm chances continue for the weekend as well. High temps stay into the 70s. Right now it's 73.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on locally grown radio.
Pat Kreidlow.
Friday morning, we'll get our legal fix from Jim Santel as he previews his Saturday morning show, sure to focus on Trump trial closing arguments.
Up North News with Pat Kreidlow. Weekday morning starting at 6. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Hey, it is Thursday, May 30th. Big day, obviously. Probably been hearing it all day long. Stuff to get to talk about, not only in trending news and education, but just in general. Right here we are, Civic Media. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. So we'll get to it. I'm not even going to say his name right now. It's probably been said 1,000 times already in the last hour. Listener, you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, will we get to this? Will we talk about it? We certainly will. But before that, because I'm not going to let it take the space, I'm not going to let it get in the way of us at Busted Pencils having the kind of conversation and the discussing what is, but going and daring to be in what ought to be, not only in conversation, but in action. And guess what, listener? Special night, because not only do we have Jess on the boards, we got our man back, Dr. Tim Slecker. Tim, I couldn't be more happy to have you back in the saddle. Welcome back, my man. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm in the moving saddle, as people, if you're watching on the Facebook,
yeah, you are.
Twitter, the YouTube feed. And as I was saying, I will never wear this shirt again. So anybody, take your best shots, any of you that are watching. You know, what does it look like I'm wearing for a shirt right now? I have my own thoughts about it. But if you have some other ones, too, make sure. But yeah, John, been a week. We can talk about it. You know, Ohio to Wyoming, Wyoming almost all the way back to Ohio now. 7 days on the road with my daughter has been amazing.
What an amazing thing. I mean, we had dropped some hints that you were both on the road, and that, you know, what an awesome way to experience, you know, not only the geography of this country, but some of the really amazing parts of community that are so different that if you don't get out and you're not able to just experience, especially like you both have on a road trip, you just don't get to see so many of the great aspects of this country. Highlights for us, man. I know we got a lot to get to, but this is, I mean, like, this listener is dying to know. I know I've been, like, highlight
right, so I'll give it,
from the trek.
So, travel a little bit of itinerary. First stop, Rochester, Minnesota. Second stop, Wall, South Dakota. Third stop, Bozeman, Montana. From Bozeman, Montana, down to Jackson, Wyoming. Jackson, Wyoming to Lincoln, Nebraska. Lincoln, Nebraska now to Indianapolis. And tomorrow, bring it home. 7 days on the road. All those, Johnny, what you're talking about, though, the geography. I have seen the geography of this country. I have my thoughts about some of the geography of this country. There's some of this geography that I actually understand why an airplane makes it so much better.
Oh, man. Tell me.
I don't know if anybody's hearing right now going, like, he's got to be. Yeah. There's some spots between where I live and where we went where you're just like, oh, my God, how do people live out here? Flat, no trees, just road. Well, and actually, too, when you say about how do people live out here, we didn't see that many houses. Yeah, they do. But John, you made a good point, though, to talk about saying, like, different cultures, different people. We have just run into every type of person. You know, we've done our fair share of eating at either local restaurants, gas stations, you name it. We've been there. We've stayed at our, you know, whether it's a chain hotel, we've stayed there one night and had the, you know, really crappy breakfast in the morning. Really good tasting, but not good for you. And we've stayed in the mom and pop motels straight out of 1975, you know, little doorknob there, walking in. So we've done it all. And I tell you what, through this, I say it's been a trip, and the ability to spend this much time in the car, I'm going to make her embarrassed with my daughter, but it's been something I'm so happy I've had the opportunity to do, because I have not ever had this time to spend with her in so long. And it has been great for me. I hope she's agreeing at some point.
I'm not going to let
you guys.
No, it's amazing, Tim. And that's, we couldn't be happier to hear about it, because it is so important. I mean, we talk about education and we're talking about K-12 and we talk about all that, but we're also talking about democracy in action, you know, and the role that you're into, like, as a, not only as an educator, but as a parent. And, you know, when our kids get to a particular age, we're like parent and friend. And there's nothing better. I'll lay it down. There's nothing better than a good road trip for any group of friends or any family to kind of like not only experience the diversity of this country, but to bond and to grow. And it's really important, not to get too cheesy on you, but I think it's awesome, man. You're like, you're really sharing that moment with us in a way, and we couldn't be more proud of it. And, you know, I was thinking as you were naming all those places, you know, I was like, man, it was not that long ago, like maybe less than a month, that I was just able to sit down and we could enjoy being in the same place together at the Minocqua Brewing Company. Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. Tim, man, I'm jealous. I can't wait to hit the road.
I'm thinking about that. I wish I'd have brought some of that progressive beer with me. However, I will say, though, you know, driving across country, the ability to sample microbrews, if you have that opportunity, lots of local breweries with lots of good beer. But again, nothing like the progressive beer at Minocqua Brewery.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, that's a challenge. Challenge accepted. If you're out there, listener, and you know of a tavern or a brew who should step up and become more progressive, I think, Tim, you might be teasing a tavern tour, Busted Pencils, maybe with
the maybe this road trip was also partial scouting for our next on-site location remote broadcast. Got some places out there. Yeah, you know, that was me in your restaurant, in your brewery. That was me. Yeah, Busted Pencils. We would love to come out and do a show, remote broadcast. But Johnny, right now, loving the relationship we have at Minocqua Brewery. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Oh yeah.
I tell you what though. The drive. You know, we can talk about it, but my biggest highlights: Badlands, Yellowstone.
Oh yeah.
Tetons. Badlands, Yellowstone, Tetons. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw the Badlands, and it's as important. I mean, I got to see a lot of America in different capacities as a musician, as someone just traveling, as an outdoor enthusiast, as somebody who's moving my family all the way across the country for a job. You know, there's just been different reasons to be, you know, experiencing the diverse, like, geography, the landscape, all the, and the culture. And the first time I went to the Badlands, I'll tell you what, I can't even begin to tell you, like, it was mind blowing. It was like being on another planet. It's so cool. It's like reverse mountains. I mean, it is something else.
It's reverse. Like you said, it's my, you know, my daughter and I, it's a different planet, you know, it is amazing. And you look at it too. You look at it and you're just absolutely amazed that, you know, and people, if you haven't been there, you look down, you're literally like walking around on like a big sand castle, essentially, that's, you know, kind of holding itself together there. But, it, you know, at any one point, man, I tell you, looking over some of those edges, I was like, I ain't coming back if I fall down there.
No, don't fall. Don't be falling down there. Hey, did you go to Mount Rushmore? This is always a question I have when people are hauling across I-90. Did you go to Mount Rushmore?
So listen, my daughter went to a concert in Montana last summer.
Yeah.
She went, and we made the combined decision that since she saw it, and what I heard was, is everybody who sees it goes, eh. We said, you know what? Let's not do it. Let's spend more time in the Badlands, Yellowstone, and Teton. And so we devoted our time to those three areas mostly.
Great, great. Yeah. Because I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but have you been to Mount Rushmore before?
Nope, never been there, man.
Well, you didn't miss a whole
lot. Are you telling me I missed something? Or are you telling me
I always go to it. This is, I mean, opinion. Listener, if you're out there and you've been out there, I mean, Tim and I are chopping it up because we're also just proving a point that we're not gonna come out of the gate and talk about the same thing that's been talked about over and over. We're going to get to it because it's important, and I know you know what it is. But listener, if you've traveled out there, we're curious, have you stopped at Mount Rushmore? Especially as a couple of social studies guys, I went my first couple of times, and I'll tell you what, I bring everyone I can when we drive through. I make it a point to stop because it's like, wah, wah, wah. So if you've stopped there and you've seen it, like as a kid, seen it in my social studies book, you know, seeing it on like the reader that got passed out, the posters in our school, you know, I thought, man, this is going to just be phenomenal, just unbelievable to see. It's going to be massive. It's going to be, and this is a teaser for the topic we're getting to, it's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive. But you know what? You get out of your car and you walk and walk and walk, and you're like, man, I don't see it yet. I don't see it yet. And then you see it. And let me tell you, for anyone who says size doesn't matter, you're wrong. Because I stopped and I was like, goodness, my gracious, how did this make it into every social studies book that I ever had to look at as a kid? Because I'm here, I saw, and I'm not impressed. And that's not me being anti-patriotic, because I do think this is a great country. I love the people of this country. I think we have great things, even when we disagree. This is one of those things that I'm like, man, I seen cooler stuff. The question mark, and I pulled off to the mystery spot and had more surprise than when I went to Mount Rushmore. So you didn't miss much. Your daughter saved you time. You saw the cool stuff. You missed that. And you didn't miss a whole lot. But callers, if you want to call in, 855-752-4842, join us, man. Join us on Busted Pencils. We're bringing Tim back into the fold. He's actually in the saddle, or what, you know, 2024 version of the saddle, you know, and making his way back across the country. His daughter has him in tow. She's manning the ship, and they're cruising across the country, headed back, and we're chopping it up here at Busted Pencils, talking shop. We'll come back in just a minute, and we're going to talk to him a little bit about how we've been effing with feelings. So I want to know, you already did share some feels, but I want to get your take on what Jess and Anya have been laying down, and then Educators Amplified really amplified yesterday. So we're going to F with some feelings in just a moment when we come back.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya. From sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo. We learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Light the torches and wake up the king. The smoke you've ignored is a flame you can't contain. We circle the walls and climb the dirt. We grow from our...
And we are back with a banger of a song, just on the boards, always nailing it. Love that song, Wolves. Also love Wolves and how thematically appropriate the Tim and his daughter making their way across the country from Wolf Country. I mean, I love that more and more parts of our United States are becoming Wolf Country, you know, but I'll tell you what, wolves, some of my most favorite animals and one of the longest multi-species relationships with humans, right? One of the first and longest. So we could throw down on that any day. I love that tune, Wolves. Love what it brings and the energy that it brings. Speaking of that energy, though, if you'd like to join the energy, get on the wave with us here. We got Tim joining.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way, too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Raptor fans, welcome back into historic Winter Field. It's the third home game for this 2024 Northwoods League season and game four of 72. Andy Ockham here on WFHR, your official radio home of Raptors baseball all season long. It's game two of a two-game home set with the Waterloo Bucks this evening. The Raptors looking to make it two in a row and sweep the Bucks after collecting their first home victory of the season just an evening ago. 7-6 was the final score last night. Raptors offense highlighting a five-run bottom half of the third inning, which was capped by a two-out grand slam from the newest Raptor, Max McGuire, in his Wisconsin Rapids Raptors debut. McGuire as well hitting out of the sixth hole and playing first base, added on a walk in his first plate appearance as a Raptor an inning prior in the second, led off the sixth inning with a triple and later came in to score, plating two of the Raptors' seven runs an evening ago. We'll look at the starting pitching probables and the starting lineups after our one pregame show break. Looking even deeper into last night's game, the Bucks doubled the Raptors in hits, 12 hits for the Bucks to the Raptors' six. Each team had an error, 7-6 obviously being the final. The Bucks leaving seven out on the base paths, the Raptors in double digits at 10. Out of the bullpen for Wisconsin Rapids, it was the right-hander Nick Perry to collect the win. the starter for Waterloo. The right-hander Braden Gluth, the loss. Max Weitzel is 2-for-2 on saves this year after collecting his first at Hare Baker Field against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders on opening day just 3 days ago. On the pitching side for Waterloo, it went from Gluth to Brendan Carter, Wyatt Land, Andrew Duceblon, and then Ethan Alexander, all right-handers towing the rubber for Waterloo an evening ago. It was Nick Paulson, the left-hander from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, to get the start for Wisconsin Rapids. He went 4 shutout frames against these Bucks, allowing just 3 runs, not walking a Buck hitter, and striking out 6 while throwing 56 pitches. The aforementioned Nick Perry, who collected the win, threw 2 innings, allowing 5 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned while walking 1 and punching out 1. Sam Arnold then tossed an inning in which he allowed an unearned run and 25 pitches. Sidney Ferry, another Stevens Point pointer on this Rafter pitching staff, threw the 8th and allowed a run on 3 hits while striking out 2. And as mentioned, Max Weitzel throwing 16 pitches and collecting 2 strikeouts in the save to round out the ballgame. As well offensively, alongside Max McGuire on the Wisconsin Rapids side, the leadoff hitter Miles Vandenhoevel found himself on the base paths multiple times again, just as he has done in all 3 games prior this season. Vandenhoevel led off the 3rd inning with a 5-pitch walk and an RBI single as well in the 6th. A whole different looking Rapids lineup tonight. The projected pitcher, Arnaud Mulamekic from Siena, arrived with the team yesterday and was on the active roster to begin this series. The southpaw will toe the rubber and be the 3rd straight left-hander to do so for the Rafters in this season. Starting lineups being announced now. Meetings at home plate as well. Kirk Schreider in his 4th season as the Rafters field manager, exchanging lineups as we speak. The starting lineups for this evening, we're going to get into them right now before we get to our nation's colors. On the visiting side for Waterloo, towing the rubber for them will be the right-hander Jacob Phillips. We'll talk about Phillips in just a quick minute. Leading off for Waterloo will be their second baseman, Evan Morrison. Morrison, a 4-hit game out of the 8th spot yesterday, gets moved up 7 spots in today's ballgame. The DH will hit second. It's the left-handed hitting Zachary Mazok. He caught in last night's game. Luke Finn will move up from the cleanup spot to the 3-hole and play left field. Brennan Hudson will move from DH to catcher and clean things up. Larry Edwards Jr., the right fielder, will hit 5th after leading off in center field an evening ago. Marcus Heisson will hit 6th and play first base. Jay Williams got into the ballgame last night. He'll hit 7th and play center today. John Willie will make his series debut for the Bucks, hitting 8th at third base. And just like last night, the 9-hitter for the Bucks will be their shortstop, Cooper Mills. For your Raptors, obviously mentioned Arnaud Mulamekic towing the rubber. Miles Vandenhoevel will once again lead off, but this time play second base. Trotter Boston will hit 2nd at short. Max McGuire moves up to the 3-hole and will be the team's designated hitter tonight. Jack Matthew will play his 3rd different position in 4 games to start off the season. The Ohio Dominican product will clean up in right field. Nomar Basurto will hit 5th at first base. A new Raptor, Jake Beauchesne, out of Saddleback College, will hit 6th in left field. Tyler McClanahan from Alabama State will hit 7th in center field. Once again, Bryson Stripling to do the catching and hit 8th. And Mason Onati makes his first start at third base this season. He'll bat 9th for the Rafters. Roscoe the Rafter taking the field now. Roscoe P. Rafter, that is. With Hadley Peters, our on-field MC. The home plate umpire tonight, it's the same crew the Rafters have had in their first 3 games of the season. The crew chief, Tom Purchase, will call balls and strikes. It'll be Juan Rodriguez down the first baseline and Frankie Gonzalez down the third baseline. As mentioned, the right-hander Jacob Phillips will toe the rubber for Waterloo. It's his first outing of this 2024 Northwoods League season. He spent last summer with the Boonville Lumberjacks of the Perfect Game Collegiate League. He went 4-3 with a 3.17 earned run average and a 1.63 whip. He threw 51 innings and 9 starts out of his 10 outings. A product of Guilford College in 2024, he possessed a 5.45 earned run average and a 1.65 whip and 7 starts, 12 outings total for Phillips. A 1-1 record with 36 and a 3rd innings pitched, a 3.05 batting average against. Arnaud Mulamekic, the 6'6 junior left-hander from Siena, the Rigo Park, New York native, had a 2-3 record this past year in 9 starts. Posted a 5.73 earned run average and a 1.767 whip across 48 and 2/3 innings pitched. He threw 8 1/3 scoreless against Niagara back on Sunday, the 21st of April, in a 5-0 win. He threw 118 pitches, struck out 8, walked 3, and allowed 2 hits. Spent last summer in the Alaska League. Did Mulamekic with the Kenai Peninsula Oilers. He made 5 starts, posting a 2-0 record, a 1.29 earned run average, and exactly 21 innings pitched. He walked just as many hitters as he struck out at 18 and possessed a 1.476 whip. The national anthem to be sung here momentarily. We'll take a quick break from Winter Field. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
We're ready to play some ball here at Winter Park. Game two of a two-game home series between your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors and the Waterloo Bucks fans. Welcome back in. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR, locally grown radio. It'll be Evan Morrison, the left-handed hitting second baseman, to climb in to begin this ballgame against the Raptor, making his debut out on the rubber, the southpaw from Siena. That's Arnaud Mulamekic. Morrison, four hits in the ballgame yesterday. The first pitch from Mulamekic is on the outside corner for a called strike. First pitch tonight, 6:37. Here at Winter Field, we're ready to rock and roll for the third home game this season. Arnaud's 0-1. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box. Count evens 1-1. Once again, if you're just joining us, the defensive alignment today for Wisconsin Rapids, a new Raptor from Saddlebrook College, I should say. That's Jake Beauchesne out in left. He's accompanied by the center fielder, Tyler McClanahan, on the right-hander, right fielder, Jack Mathey. The 1-2 is fouled out in front of the Raptor, dug out by the leadoff man, Morrison. Mathey caught the first two games of the season, was the DH last night, and now gets to play right field this evening. 1-2 remains the count on Morrison. Mulamekic from the third base side of the rubber fires. Swing and a miss. A five-pitch punch out of Morrison. First batter faced by Arnaud Mulamekic in a Raptor uniform for the first out at the top of the first inning. On the infield, it's the two-lane product, Mason Onati at the hot corner, making his first start at third base as a Raptor. Up the middle, Trotter Boston at short. First start as a Raptor for Miles Vandenhoevel at second base, and Nomar Vasurto back at first. Zach Mazok, the left-handed hitting DH from Baylor. First pitch to him. Breaking ball, low and out, check swing. Did he go on the appeal? No, says the third base umpire, Frankie Gonzalez. Count begins 1-0. On deck, it's Finn Hudson to follow. Mazok yesterday hit third and caught for these Bucks. And the 7-6 Raptor victory is the 1-0. Tapped on the ground to the left side, gloved by the shortstop Boston. He'll throw to first. It's in time. Two up, two down, 6-3 goes Mazok for Arnaud Mulamekic here in the first. Be the left fielder Luke Finn hitting from the right side. Talk about his opening series against the Willmar Stingers. Waterloo's 0-3 this season, still looking for their first victory of the campaign. Wisconsin Rapids entering tonight 2-1. Finn was 1-for-2 in each game against the Stingers to begin the season. Yesterday, hit cleanup and played left field, doubled and scored in the sixth. He also walked twice against Raptor pitching last night. First pitch to Finn, misses on the inside corner for a ball. Plenty of scores and battles to look at tonight in the Northwoods League. Keep that posted as the evening moves along. The 1-0 to Finn. That one's there for a called strike. Mulamekic evening up the count, 1-1. For the Raptors, righty-lefty-righty, Vandenhoevel, Boston, McGuire do up in the bottom half of the first. The 1-1. And on the hands, a slow roller hit on the left side. The third baseman, Onati, charging in. That one's off the palm of his glove. No play to be made. Finn's aboard with two down here in the first. We'll await to see how it's scored on the Powell, Ohio native Onati. And we'll be in E5. That's how the Bucks get their first base runner here this evening. They'll bring up another lefty, the catcher, Brendan Hudson. Looking at Hudson last night, was the two-hitter, and the DH was the beer batter last night at Witterfield. Struck out twice, three times, I should say. Prior to the first pitch, to a pickoff move from Mulamekic over to Biserdo, checking in on Finn at first. Folks, we've done the yard cards once again here tonight against Waterloo in the third home game of the season. If you didn't tune in the broadcast last night, it's something I've brought with me along my baseball journey, both as a player and a broadcaster. I like to bring it everywhere I go as the first pitch to Hudson misses upstairs for a ball. Six of us up here in the press box at Witterfield. We spin a wheel on our computers, having all our names on it. We go across the room picking who we think from the Raptors is going to hit a home run tonight, draft style. Only implication, there's actually two rules. One that I've brought with me and one that the crew here has decided to add on. The 1-0 to Hudson misses low and out for ball two. The one rule is whoever you picked the game prior cannot be a selection in that evening's game. Rule number two now, and that's been added by the crew here at the Raptors up in the press box. If you win, if you punch your yard card, you automatically are put in the back of the line for the next day's drawing. Prior to the 2-0, Mulamekic a pickoff to first, taking off to second as the runner Finn. They got him hung up. Biserdo will fire to Boston, covering the second base bag in time. A pickoff move for Arnaud Mulamekic to get out of the first. He faces the minimum. After the three-hitter Finn reaches on in air, we head to the bottom of the first. Nothing to score. Your Raptors set to come up to the plate for the first time this evening against the right-hander Jacob Phillips. You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You've been listening to Raptor Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom half of the first here from historic Witter Field. Andy Ockham, the voice of the Raptors on WFHR, back with you here for the fourth game of this 2024 Northwoods League season in the 15th year of Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball. Miles Vandenhoevel, the right-handed hitting second baseman, will lead things off of the batter's box for the Raptors this evening, just like he's done in the first four games this season. The Eastern Arizona College product steps in against the right-hander for the Bucks, Jacob Phillips. First pitch to Vandenhoevel, misses up and out for a ball. For Phillips, as mentioned in the pregame show, it's his first outing of the 2024 summer with these Bucks, spending last summer at the Perfect Game Collegiate League with the Boonville Lumberjacks. The 1-0. That one misses up and out. Never mind, says the crew chief Tom Purchase behind home plate. A late strike call evens up the count 1-1 on Vandenhoevel. Coming out of Guilford College, the junior from Brown Summit, North Carolina, the 1-1. That one misses low and out for ball two on Vandenhoevel. Last summer with the Lumberjacks, 51 innings tossed for the right-hander. Had a 4-3 record, a 3.71 ERA, and a 1.63 whip for 9 starts in 10 total outings. The 2-1. That one misses high on Vandenhoevel for ball three. Vandenhoevel, the 6-1 freshman, Scottsdale, Arizona native, led off in center field last night. He's played center the first three games of the season, getting a switch back to the infield here tonight through a 5-pitch walk. Later scored in the third of this series opener, the 3-1. Another called strike on the outside corner. Count now full on Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel also an RBI single in the sixth inning, reaching base twice. He's reached base multiple times in every game so far this season for Wisconsin Rapids. 3-2. That one misses down and out for ball four. Vandenhoevel continuing to find himself on base out of the leadoff spot for these Raptors. The speedster's aboard with nobody out in the first. It is Trotter Boston, the left-handed hitting shortstop. He's occupied the two-hole for the Raptors now in all four games this season. Played shortstop an evening ago, just like he's doing here tonight. Defensively for these Bucks, it's Finn, Williams, and Edwards Jr., left, center, right. New faces in the lineup this evening. First pitch to Boston, misses in for a ball. Willie making his series debut. John, that is, will play third out of Coke College. Up the middle, it's Mills and Morrison, the double play duo for Waterloo last night. Heisen's at first, Hudson to catch for the right-hander Jacob Phillips. The 1-0 to Boston. This one hit on a line down the first baseline. It is foul. Boston broke his lumbar in the process. He'll have to get a new stick from the Rafter dugout. Trotter reached four times in last night's 7-6 victory. Singled with one out in the first, continuing his streak that he started back in the home-and-home series finale with the Dock Spiders on Tuesday. Boston had a one-out double in the ninth inning of that loss. Along with that single, he walked twice in the third and fifth innings, scored in the third, and was hit by a pitch in his final plate appearance in the eighth inning. Boston's got some new lumber. He sits with a 1-1 count with nobody out in a nothing-nothing ball game in the bottom of the first. The Solaris mini bat giveaway tonight. I got a couple of them in my backpack here. The red lumber, a Raptor logo, Roscoe, and the Solaris company logo as well. Sponsoring the mini bat giveaway here tonight prior to the 1-1 pitch, a pickoff move to check in on the speedy Vandenhoevel at first base. Another beautiful evening for baseball. Sunny, not a cloud in the sky. And if there are, very faint is the 1-1 delivery thrown down to second. That one misses up and out for a ball. Vandenhoevel trying to take second in the process. Time called by the home plate umpire Purchase, and that's Frankie Gonzalez on the field as well. Time was called prior to the delivery, so we'll have to do the 1-1 pitch over again, and Vandenhoevel will retreat back to first base. Now Kirk Schreider of the Raptors, their field manager, wanting an explanation from the crew chief of this crew. Now Schreider talking to Boston as well. On deck, it's Max McGuire. got off the plane yesterday, flying in from California, the Irvine native, and we've talked about it on the broadcast, and we'll do so again tonight. Folks, if the name sounds familiar, it should. The son of legendary Mark McGwire. A two-out grand slam for Max in his second plate appearance and first official at-bat as a Raptor that came in a five-run bottom of the third inning for the former Oklahoma Sooner, current member of the University of San Diego program, the same program that Chris Bryant attended. Long pause, first base side of the rubber, Phillips the 1-1 to Boston. This one is popped foul and out of play. That'll get behind the third base grandstands. It's now 1-2 on the Raptor shortstop. Up here in the press box, there's plenty of us. We got to keep our head on a swivel. The bottom of the first last night, Nomar Basurto fouled one back to the TV window just to my left and nearly knocked out a monitor from our production crew, our hardworking production crew around the Northwoods League Plus side of things. Phillips set, 13 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Vandenhoevel fake steals. This one hit on the ground, right side glove by the second baseman. Morrison to first. Second to one, over to first in time. There's the 4-6-3 double play. And the twin killing takes Vandenhoevel off the base paths for 2 outs and nobody on. It is Max McGwire with nobody on. Jack Matthey on deck. The left-handed hitting first baseman Nomar Basurto to follow. 4-5-6 due up against Arnaud Mulomekic in the top half of the second. Lefty-righty-lefty, Hudson, Edwards, Jr., and Heisen. First pitch to McGwire. That one's off the glove of the catcher Hudson, and it'll go back to the screen. Talking about the yard cards, did it my time playing college baseball as well last summer in my broadcasting career. We have six of us up here in the press box that will make selections. Had one hit last night, and McGuire's my pick to hit a home run this evening. I had the first pick in the draft today as the 1-0 misses upstairs. Abby, our graphic designer and video board operator, she took McGwire last night and connected our first yard card of the year. She took Jake Beauchesne, the right-handed hitting left fielder, making his Raptor debut this evening. The 2-0 misses high. Griffin Furcus, our director of marketing, going with Jack Matthey. Dawson Wolf, our leader in the production truck, going with Miles Vandenhoevel. Cullen Kapoor, the TV voice of the Raptors, picking Trotter Boston. And our PA guy, Joe, going with Nomar Basurto. The 3-0 to McGwire. That one misses up and out for ball four. McGwire draws a four-pitch walk. Just as he did in his first plate appearance an evening ago, he'll be aboard with 2 outs in the first. It's the cleanup hitter out of Ohio, Dominican Jack Matthey. Another strong right-handed bat in Kirk Schreider's order. Matthey hit third as the designated hitter for the Raptors in their first home win of the season last night. Walked on four pitches and scored on McGwire's grand slam in that five-run bottom of the third. Phillips, the right-hander, set the first pitch. Matthey hits this one on the ground, right side. That's going to get through the hole for a base hit. McGwire first to second. It's a two-out single for Jack Matthey. A couple of base runners aboard for the Raptors with two down here in the first. It'll be the 6'1 redshirt sophomore from Luna College, Nomar Basurto, to step into the left-handed batter's box with a couple runners aboard. Basurto hitting in the exact same spot he did last night, the five hole, but was out in left field an evening ago. Had an RBI infield single in the third, the first of those five aforementioned runs. He reached on an error to lead off the seventh and walked on six pitches in his final plate appearance in the eighth. Phillips looks to Hudson. Agrees on the signals being thrown down by the backstop. Nobody holding the runner at second. The first pitch to Basurto is in there for a called strike. The mini-bat giveaway tonight. We got some fireworks tomorrow to wrap out the four-game homestand. The Wausau Woodchucks come to town as a part of a home-and-home with the Raptors. Wisconsin Rapids back on the road Saturday. You'll hear us here on WFHR, a 6:05 first pitch, the second road game of the season. 0-1 to Basurto. Skies this one in the air down the left field line. Giving chase is Finn. That'll head out near the Raptor bullpen for an 0-2 count now on Basurto. The newest Raptor, Jake Beauchesne on deck. And it's the center fielder, Tyler McClanahan, to follow. McGwire on second, Matthey on first. With two down, runners will be going on contact. The ball in the gap could play two for Wisconsin Rapids. 14 on the pitch clock. Phillips set, hands held high, the 0-2. Hit on the ground right side, gloved by the first baseman, Heisen. He'll flip it to the pitcher, Phillips, covering the bag in time. A 3-1 put out to end this first inning. They leave two out on the base paths after Max McGuire draws a four-pitch walk with two outs. Jack Mathey singling to right field, but that's all the Raptors can muster here in this bottom half of the first. We're through one at historic Winter Field. Nothing-nothing the score. We head to the top half of the second inning. You're listening to Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Four, five, six, two up for the Bucks against Raptor left-hander Arnaud Mulamekic here in this top half of the second inning. Andy Ockham, the voice of the Raptors, with you here on WFHR. For Raptors Baseball, you can catch all 72 games, whether on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on the Civic Media app all season long. We thank you for tuning into our broadcasts of Raptors Baseball every single day. It's the left-handed catcher Brendan Hudson to begin this second inning against the southpaw, the 6'6 Rego Park, New York native Arnaud Mulamekic, and the first pitch misses down and out for a ball. On deck is Larry Edwards Jr., the first baseman Heisen to follow. Mulamekic faced the minimum in the first. The 1-0 misses out for ball two. The three-hitter in the buck order, Luke Finn, reached on an error by the Raptor third baseman Mason Onani, but a stellar pickoff move from the left-hander Mulamekic caught Finn out on the base paths to end the first frame. As the 2-0 is fouled away from Hudson, it's now a 2-1 count. The Edwards on deck, as mentioned. And looking at Hudson, was hitless in the opening series and is hitless so far against the Raptors. 2-1 skied up top on the right side of the infield, charging in right out in front of the mound. Miles Vandenhoevel, the second baseman, will take care of it for the first down of the inning. It's the five-hitter and center fielder Larry Edwards Jr. to step in with one down. The right fielder tonight played center field an evening ago. Three strikeouts, had a base hit in the third, and hit into a 5-4-3 double play back in the fifth. Scored the first run of the ballgame for Waterloo. Mulamekic's first pitch misses down and out for a ball. Talked about it last night. Edwards 2-for-9 against the Wilmer Stingers to begin his season. Recorded a hit in each of the first two games and crushed the ball this past year at the junior college level. 1-0, caught and a miss. Up top, Mulamekic getting him to climb the ladder. At Northern Oklahoma Tonkawa, 61 games for Edwards Jr. a season ago. 1-1. That one on the outside corner. Some off-speed stuff from Mulamekic. Edwards watches it go by for a called strike two. Mulamekic struck out Evan Morrison to begin the first. Looking for another here in the 1-2. He got him swinging. There's the second strikeout for Mulamekic. Two up, two down here in the second. For the first baseman, Marcus Heisen. moves down a spot in the order from last night's series opener, now hitting sixth and remaining at first base tonight. Had an RBI single and came in to score in inning number six. The 0-0. Check swing down in the dirt on a breaking ball from Ulemekic, low and out. Bryson Stripling, the Raptor catcher, looking for the appeal down the third base line, but Frankie Gonzalez says no swing from Heisen, so the count begins 1-0. On deck, it's Jay Williams, the left-handed hitting center fielder, getting his first start of the series as the 1-0 misses inside for ball two. Williams did get into last night's game for Waterloo, and